Agenda item number five, HRIBC. Mrs. Peabody.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Well done. Okay, we're in Mrs. Bryce in Chesapeake. Today you're going to act as the Chesapeake Wetlands Board. As you know, the city of Chesapeake has rescinded the wetlands ordinance. So today you'll be voting for a wetlands permit. Hampton Roads Integrated Bioenergy Complex request authorization to fill 5,464 square feet of tidal wetlands, to construct two culverted road crossings, and to construct two stormwater outfalls in jurisdictional wetlands along the southern branch Elizabeth River at 5100 Bainbridge Boulevard in the city of Chesapeake. Project takes place on the southern branch Elizabeth River, south of the 64 bridge on an existing industrial site. You'll see that the four impact sites are located in these green spots here. The applicant is going to redevelop the existing industrial site to accommodate a municipal waste processing facility. This facility is going to convert municipal waste into fuel pellets for commercial sale. In order to redevelop the property, they need to construct a new access road for large trucks, as well as develop a new stormwater management system that's going to include two stormwater outfalls here that runs the Elizabeth River and the new road. The new road is going to impact Fragmites tidal ditch, a total of 5,464 square feet, while the stormwater outfall is going to impact 1,545 square feet of tidal marsh along the Elizabeth River. The applicant is proposing to purchase 7,009 square feet of mitigation credits at Libertyville Mitigation Bank in order to offset their impacts. Staff feels the applicant has minimized wetland impacts to the extent possible and finds the proposed mitigation through the purchase of credits at the tidal mitigation bank fulfill the wetlands mitigation compensation policy and supplemental guidelines. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302 of the Code of Virginia and the Wetlands Mitigation Compensation Policy and Supplemental Guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Any questions from the commission?
The applicant's agent was here. We did do a public review process,
yep.
As well as held a public hearing. And the only person in attendance was the applicant's agent, Mr.
Is Mr. Calhoun in the audience?
Yes.
Would you please come forward just to see if the commission has any questions? And I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Jim Calhoun from Bay Environmental.
Is there anything that you would like to add to what Rachel has presented here?
No, sir. We're very close with Rachel on this project.
Thank you, sir. Any questions to the commission? That was painless.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
Motion to accept staff recommendation and approve the project as submitted.
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Project is approved unanimously. Thank you, sir.